Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. I'll be in conversation with Fanshawn Schuur and Sherry Lauter, and we're going to be talking about the film premiere of Global Water Dances Cincinnati. Well, do you remember how hot it was on June 22nd in 2013? That steamy morning, a vibrant group of Cincinnati area dancers, musicians, and artists presented Global Water Dances Cincinnati to our audience of over 500 on Serpentine Wall and thousands in their kayaks on the beautiful Ohio River. And 95 degrees that day, and the performers pooled all their energy and resources to create an engaging, inspiring, interactive community enviro arts event. Sherry Lauter composed the music for the Global Water Dances, and Fanshawn Schuur was the artistic director. And the film of that event is going to premiere on Sunday, February 23rd at 5:30 p.m. in Mayerson Hall on the Hebrew Union College campus at 3101 Clifton Avenue. Fanshawn and Sherry, welcome. It's a pleasure to see you. The last time we talked, you were prepping for this event. It's happened, and now there's a film. So why don't you give us a little background on what the thrust of Global Water Dances was, and then we'll talk about the film.
I was approached even 2 years earlier by an international group that were choreographing and creating dances all over the world at the same time to wake up the world about water and its preciousness and how it's who we are. We will die if water becomes polluted. There is no other thing for us. And that passion took us to create an unprecedented event in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was something that maybe by next year, because of the scope of this event, including the paddlers in the water, the fact that it was danced on the Serpentine Wall, on the giant plaza, literally creating a pageantry of prayer, celebration, social, political action, aesthetics, and beautiful, beautiful mood. It was hot, and the people who came loved it and actually found themselves deeply involved at the end. What was happening, though, was that we had four cameras there, and it was filmed, and hundreds of hours of editing went into making us be able to transform the viewer in the film so that they were not only at the distance, which the audience had, but inside, because of close-ups, we could get close to the actual river where the water was received from the kayaks and brought up and brought into the dance with the sound. And the sound will be better because some people were far away and they will hear a completely clear, beautiful choral instrumental sound.
And Sherry, you were the composer of the music presented there at the Global Water Dance. How did it go?
It went swimmingly. It was such an energizing event. And for the music, I put together a community choir. We had about 25 people, all ages. It was a wonderfully diverse group of singers. And the musical accompaniment was mostly drumming with also bass and flute. And it was a structured improvisational approach. So the piece was scored out, but within each section of the piece, we very much interacted with the dance, with the elements of just the energy of that day, of that morning. As far as the recording process we used for the film, it was quite interesting. We did record the live sound through our sound system, through the board. I took those data files, we don't use tape anymore, as you know, it's all data, back into my own studio where I've worked with it for another several hundreds of hours, I think, to sweeten the sound. We tweaked here and there. The microphone squeals were taken care of. Somebody kicks the mic stand, that's taken care of. So I've been constructing the soundtrack post the event using the music I wrote for the event, but I've had the ability to sweeten it, fortunately, and now I'm just thrilled with the result.
This is going to be quite a visual spectacle, isn't it?
We think so. Yeah. We're integrating ourselves into the environment of the wall of the river, the kayakers, the heat of the day. We're hoping that comes through to warm us up a bit this time of year. Yeah, it was a rhythmically fluid outcome as well as an energizing fluid outcome.
Yeah.
Especially at the end where it turned into a community dance party on the Plaza of Serpentine Wall.
Yeah. Okay, so the end is a community dance party on the Serpentine Wall. How does the film open? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the flow of the film?
It begins at the top of the Serpentine Wall, and the dancers are surrounding all of the people. And so how does a camera shoot something where if I'm sitting in the middle of the Serpentine Wall, I have to turn my head to look to the left, and there are 15 dancers all along those steps with these gorgeous flowing scarves to this beautiful music about a chant using four words, water, agua, voda, mayim, using those words to build a gorgeous chant. And so what do? You turn your head the other way to see 15 people on the other side flowing with these scarves. And then in the film, you have cameras that pick it all up and another camera that lets you turn your eyes to see it. So you're more included in it as it goes.
And may I add, these weren't just 15 people on each set of stairs. These are 15 lovely ladies, all wearing white, all dancing with a 6-foot-wide silk oceanscape, which you see in many of the photographs we took, painted from the perspective of being under the water. So we were including the audience as though we were under the ocean looking up to the sky.
I can't wait to see this film. The one-hour film of Global Water Dances Cincinnati will premiere Sunday, February 23rd at 5:30 p.m. in Marison Hall on the Hebrew Union College campus, 3101 Clifton Avenue, here in Cincinnati. Also included will be a synopsis of other global water dances from around the world. In fact, a synopsis from 70 other countries. I want to thank our guests this evening, Fanchon Shure and Sherry Lauder, for visiting us here on Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.